The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It's not often that hundreds or even thousands of people have a grandstand view of an air crash. But holidaymakers in Douglas did, on a fine Sunday evening in midsummer 85 years ago, and it was a thrilling free show for them. And before we go any further, I should explain that it was a crash in which nobody came to any serious harm, apart from a thorough soaking in seawater, because it happened in the sea out in Douglas Bay. We go back to August 1932, and the aircraft concerned was an amphibian. In other words, it could take off and land both on land and sea. It had a boat-shaped fuselage, which was fitted with wheels, and it had two 140-horsepower engines mounted on top of its wings. It was called Cutty Sark, and it was owned by a Captain Campbell Shaw, and it operated a passenger service between Ronaldsway Airport and Liverpool. But during the summer season, it also took people for what were called joy flights over Douglas Bay. And so, shortly before 7 o'clock on that August evening, the Cutty Sark was ready to take off for one of these flights with a full complement of 4 passengers. They were a Liverpool businessman staying at the Sefton Hotel, a Miss Jackson, also from Liverpool, and 2 boys, aged 11 and 12, who were staying with their parents at the Castle Mona Hotel. The pilot was Flight Lieutenant Tommy Rose, XRAF. The Cutty Sark rolled under power over the shore and into the sea, and when it had picked up speed, ready for takeoff, and was skimming over the surface, it was brought to a halt by a sudden rush of water into the hull and sank. Fortunately, the machine did not go to the bottom because its wings kept it afloat, but pilot and passengers found themselves sitting up to their necks in water in their cabin. There was tremendous excitement among people around the bay. Many rushed to get into the lots of rowing boats, which were for hire in Douglas in those days. Whether to effect a rescue or just get a close-up view of the drama, I don't know. But much faster rescue was to hand. A speedboat called I'm Alone, which used to take holidaymakers on high-speed trips around the bay. Her driver ran up close to the Cutty Sark and threw a lifebelt and lifeline to the passengers and pilot, who had now climbed out through an escape hatch onto the wings. Soaked through, the passengers were taken on board I'm Alone and carried as quickly as possible to the Victoria Pier in order to be properly looked after. Tommy Rose, however, stayed with the Cutty Sark. It had to be salvaged. It was hauled ashore, where it was found that a large hole had been torn in the hull, almost certainly because of a high-speed contact with a chunk of floating timber. It seemed that the Cutty Sark would have been doing about 45 miles an hour at the time. Meanwhile, Tommy Rose still had work to do in spite of being soaked through to the skin. After a change into dry clothing, he fired up his engines, and only 2 hours after the collision, and with the hole still in the hull, he was airborne again after taking off from the shore and flew straight down to Ronaldsway Airport, where, the following morning, the Cutty Sark was flown to the Isle of Wight for repairs to be carried out. Nobody had come to any real harm, and the holidaymakers who witnessed the drama had had an extra spice added to their visit to the Isle of Man. Meanwhile, what happened to the revitalised Cutty Sark? I'm sorry to say, I just don't know.